Thank you.
This next song, I'm going to be doing things over a period of time, like older songs and new songs and in between songs. This one, I'm going to play harmonica on. It's a nice thing to have. It gives me something to do. It's my band, my entire band. You know, with all the world as crazy as it is, and all the trials, tribulations, and sorrows, and injustices, and I heard they came up with a new torture. It's a nonviolent torture way to extract confessions using the harmonica. Especially for like classical music buffs, you know, what they do is they take the harmonica tracks off of all the Bob Dylan records, and they tie the guy down and onto a chair, and they put earphones on. They just take the harmonica tracks off the record and put it in one earphone, and in the other they put all the Neil Young harmonica tracks, and they wail and they confess like that. I mean, it's like my mentors. At least as harmonica, my harmonica mentors. When they play Little Walter to them and Paul Butterfield, the reverse happens. The victims want to take up the harmonica. Anyway, this is a song that was recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary. They didn't exactly murder it, but it's okay with me. That's how I got my first car. It's called Rolling Home.
With all its far out schemes, let's time decide what it should mean. It ain't the time, but just the dreams that die. Sometimes when the room is still, time with so much truth to kill just leaves you by some windowsill so tight. Well, without a wing to take you high, without a clue to tell you why. I just want to keep my name, not bother anybody's games. Without ideas, the goal, the fame, or insane heights. No, I don't need a lot of money. I don't want a playboy bunny. Just the love to call me honey late at night. Well, in my arms, by my side. In my arms, late at night. Well, I don't know, and I ain't been told. Everyone is so alone. Everybody wants a hand to hold. They're so afraid of being old. They're scared of dying, so unknown and so alone. Rolling home, rolling home. Oh. nothing big. I'm gonna prove no mountains that I'm gonna move. Or even say what's right or true for you. My sights and songs are slightly charred. You might feel they missed the mark. Things are only what they are, not, not nothing new. But for me, I know they'll do. But for me, I know they'll do. My love is like a stream that pours, unlike a rock that stands for sure. She don't try to fight no more, so she just flows. Ain't it a fantastic feeling when you see your lover stealing close to you? What is she meaning? Now I'd like to know, would she stay? Would she go? Would she stay? I'd like to know. But I don't know, and I ain't been told. Everyone is so alone. Everybody wants a hand to hold. They're so afraid of being old. They're scared of dying, so unknown. They're so alone, alone, rolling home. I can't claim to know my father. I've been looking for my brother, and I end up just another one. Fantasies and prophecies can fill your head like falling leaves. Underneath you can't believe a one. Oh, what to do and what's been done. Well, you can try, you can hide, you can run. Sometimes I thought I'd seen the end, only to come back again. See it rolling around the bend again. On the altar of my prison dreams, I've seen what others thought they'd seen, and felt exactly what it means for them. Well, you can see, but you can never land. Anything you've seen, or maybe just say what it's been. Yeah, but I don't know, and ain't been told. Everyone is so alone. Everybody wants a hand to hold. They're so afraid of being old. They're scared of dying, so unknown. And they're so alone, alone. We're rolling home, rolling home.
Thank you. Here's one off of Blue. I'll do a few off Blue River for you.
Have I not been quite far enough? How many times do you gotta die now? Hey, how many sets has it been? Not another one, oh no. Would you believe that it happens more often than not? Here's to all the people that I'm not with tonight, whoever they are. Well, I rolled into town last night, tired. Would you believe I would like to cry now? Saw my lady laying there with a man. Not another one, oh no. Would you believe that it happens more often than not? Here's to all the ladies I'm not with tonight, whoever they are. So I went on stumbling to the town. How many times do you gotta try it now? Someone said that she would love me. Not another one, oh no. And would you believe that it happens more often than not? Just to all the ladies who fell for me tonight, whoever they are. Pass that bottle, now give it here. So many reasons to drink it dry. Though my pain, Lord, maybe kill me. Have another one, let's go. Then you believe that it happens more often than not. Here's to all the bottles I drunk in my time, whatever they were. Let's go. Thank you.
That harmonica story reminded me of another story I once heard from somebody who worked with the Who. Keith Moon was this wild drummer who would throw knives in the wall and photographs of your children while he was over there having dinner or whatever struck him as fancy. Used to, if he couldn't get a parking place in the Beverly Hills Hotel, he just drove his car into the swimming pool. It's just, now it's parked. And gave the keys to the attendant. The car was in the pool. And he, one time, I guess it was in the Beverly Hills Hotel or something, he walked in with a ghetto blaster, boombox, whatever it is, and he was playing music at a pretty good volume, and the guy who was there at the door asked him to turn down the noise, and he said, "Fine, no sweat." And he went up to his room, and it's a beautiful room that overlooked the pool where probably his car was parked, and he called downstairs and he said he had trouble with his plumbing, you know, the I said, we'll send a plumber up right away. He says, well, no, I just want someone to look at it. You know, I want the guy who is at the door who greets the people as we come in, you know, like to have him come up. No, not the plumber, just I want him to come up. So this guy comes up, and Keith Moon locks him in the bathroom with one of those, this hotel had, like, you know, keys for the doors, locks the guy in and destroys the room while this guy's in the bathroom shaking to his bones. And he throws the pictures out through the windows, the TV's destroyed. I mean, he just, for like a half an hour. And you know, they're famous for this anyway, right? So it doesn't take much to set him off. So the guy's begging and screaming in the bathroom, let me out of here. He's scared to death. And after all this was, after the place was completely trashed, Keith Moon opens up the door, and the guy's like standing there shaking, sweating, and Keith Moon looks at him and says, that's noise. Keith Moon is no longer with us. Could I have some more guitar in the monitor? And a little more vocal, please.
You said loving you and leaving you's the hardest thing to do. To give my foot another chance to try another shoe. Every time I see someone, I'm always seeing you. Though I have not always been faithful, I always have been true. Well, I sometimes go to parties, staring at a phone, wondering if I called you, would you be alone? When I see the looks of lovers, you know my heart sinks like a stone, wishing I could be there with them instead of going back alone. You said loving you and leaving you's the hardest thing to do. To give my foot another chance to try another shoe. Every time I see someone, I'm always seeing you. Though I have not always been faithful, I always have been true. Have you ever walked the empty streets until the break of dawn? Maybe hear some lonesome sparrow sing his lonesome song. Well, did it make you feel any better, like a stranger less alone? Though you didn't know that you both had been a thousand miles from home. But you said loving you and leaving you's the hardest thing to do. To give my foot another chance, try another shoe. Every time I see someone, I'm always seeing you. Though I have not always been faithful, I always have been true. Though I have not always been faithful, I always have been true. was a time I lived the life of a women's song and wine. Spent my nights in loving rooms where ladies all were kind. Singing songs and spending all and being no one's slave. I still had style when the devil smiled and took it all away. Sheila, can you help me? Cannot go no higher. Sheila, can you help me? My head is all on fire. I laughed at all the truth I saw. In life I had no more. For fame, she was a one night stand. Fortune, but a whore. In the good times we were riding high. In the good times all were gone. I wasn't sure what the bad times were. The devil knocked me down. Sheila, can you help me? Can I go no higher? Sheila, can you help me? My head is all on. Just a life from room to room, where my lovers come no more. In the dream that I could beat the devil from my door. God, it gets so lonesome when the fire's in your veins. When all you got is one last shot, get it right again. Sheila, can you help me? Can it go no higher? Oh, Sheila, can you help me? My head is all on fire. Oh, Sheila, can you help me? Can it go no higher? Sheila, can you help me? My head is all on fire.
Thank you. You know, everybody here knows what I do. I'm a songwriter, but I don't know what you do. So I'm going to take a few moments to find out. Now, one of the last shows I did was in Northampton. We had two crisis therapists in the audience. This was the home of Smith College, where they probably need, I'm sure their hands are full. And we had a couple reverends, ministers in the audience, a doctor, we had a pharmacist, and a real estate agent. I thought we had enough for an entire arc. Because eventually you're going to need that real estate agent. And, but I might ask around, like, see what's going on here. If, I don't know if I hope I'll get honest answers. But there's a very distinguished looking gentleman there with a beard there sitting in the corner. Let's start with... the one who's turning around looking for himself for the white shirt. Yeah. What do you do, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The one in the second row on the left. Let's start with you, with pens in your pocket. Now, are you from North Carolina? You are? And what are you doing these days, sir? Okay. You two, I know Amy, and Stephen, where are you from, Steve?
Colorado.
Yeah, and you're a psychologist. And what about your friend here next to you? Amy, what are you studying? Let him know. How about emotional cripples who have reformed my audience.
Yeah.
All right. And you're in school working on your undergraduate or PhD. And how many years have you been working on this PhD? 7 years. Okay. What about you, the one talking over there in the pink sweater? Where are you from, Miss? Whereabouts? Southeast corner. Is that near Palm Springs? Oh yeah. Oh, that's beautiful down there. And what do you do? And what do you do here? Are you studying or? And what is your subject? Thank you, doctor. I can use every tip I can get. Well, let's see. Let's see. What do we have over here? I can't see that well, but we have a gentleman here with a mustache, I do believe, wearing glasses. Yes? He just took it off. You're a what? You are. Okay, so these are some of Amy's friends. Okay. All right. And are you going to school here? I'm from New York, man. You know. Okay. You still look like a kid. Okay. And if you're here, you obviously have the spirit of one. Well, from time to time, yes. But don't turn the tables on me, man. I'm asking you. Now, did you complete your education here in North Carolina? And you're a PhD or on your way? Or? Okay. Yay! All right. Congratulations. Since you've seen me as a kid, as a child, watching me play, do you think I need help? Take your time. How much? My checkbook. That's very nice. Thank you. Yeah? Well, thank you very much. What is your name? Alan Bloom. Thank you, Alan Bloom. Well, to make an ark complete, do we have any carpenters or shipbuilders? What about this lady in the middle here now? The lovely lady with the spark of reddish kind of hair. I'm being kind of flooded with light here, blue and pink lights. Right, you right there. Excuse me for pointing. Good Lord! All right, can we have the house lights a little? I'm going to get paranoid here. I think I'm just. Do you have house lights? The sound man's retired. Probably had a stroke. You know. Okay. Next. All right. What about the lovely lady? Are you a psychologist too? Okay. The lovely lady wearing the red sweater. Let's ask her what she's doing. Congrats. Okay, what kind of work, may we ask? Yeah, work in the store? Yeah. What's it called? We'll push it. Chloe's, like the perfume. Well, it's nice to have you here. Right. Thank you for coming. What about the gentleman back there who looks like he manages a baseball team? The one in the white shirt and the sport coat. He looks like he... Or... one is turning around. Or a basketball team. He looks like he's into sports. But... Oh, Texas. Okay, I have a warm... Whereabouts in Texas, sir? Okay. Where? Tyler, Texas. Civil engineering? Are you good at repairing arcs that could be leaking? It's what? Okay. We're starting to get a semblance of... Okay, what about the man here with the beard over in the corner? You, sir. The closest one. Well, you both. We'll go to both of you. What's the first one? All right. And you definitely sound like you're from around here. Is there an ear, nose, and throat specialist can work me over? Okay, well, it's very nice. So what kind of things do you work on? What? Yeah? Okay. Great. Could you work on a boat if we had a sinking ship? Prince. Thinking about that? Okay, what about the gentleman two down from you? Well... In America, you're needed. You can't make one move, even with an arc, without a lawyer. That's for sure. And the woman next to you hiding her face, the lovely one. Oh, yeah, she is. A school teacher? You are? That's finally somebody who... A local. Chapel Hill? And what do you do, sir? Musician? An intern. Really? Okay, and what about you folks over here? The lovely lady in the green blouse is a mother? Aw, I'm touched. With six PhDs, right? But she doesn't want to, she's modest. And sir, you're a stockbroker? Well, we have a highly professional audience. And sir, you at the end? Here. Mechanical? Mechanic and a lawyer. Means you fix things up in court? Well, that's great. And the man in the hat, I'd like to find out what he does. The man in the back. You sir. What? A goat herder? All right. Do you have a couple goats you can lend us for our ark? How many do we need? We need enough to, well, at least two. And boys, keep your minds on the right. We've got a battalion of psychologists who can work you over if you get any ideas. Well, it's a marvelous variety and assortment here. The goat herder has definitely saved the evening, though. And where do you herd where do you herd these goats? Malib? Did someone turn? Somebody tell me what he said. I couldn't hear him.
10 miles west, east 50 on 54, you can smell them as you go by.
Well, all right. Well, I've had all my sinuses cauterized, but I do think I can... No, I'm kidding. It's not true at all. I'm anti all that stuff. Well, this is quite a charming collection of folks. Now, what about the man back there who looks like he's on his first date ever? Right there with us. You. Yeah. Moi? You, sir. What is your... Moi? What... not the back 40. What? You're an engineer. Okay. Medical? I feel rather secure tonight. In an insecure way. All right. Well, some people said they hadn't heard from me for a while. I was in Europe. I made three albums over there, two for EMI and one for CBS. And so we friends and I started a little record company called Win and Send Records, and we imported them and we brought them over. And anybody who's interested will be hearing some of the material off these records. Tour plus Blue River, which is an album that people have worn out, so I brought a few of those around. Blue River is an album that I've understood, and like when people are getting divorced, like they fight over. Why don't they buy another one? No, it's mine. It's cost me a fortune. Pardon? I'm sorry, say it again. More fun to fight? Somebody had more fun than me, obviously, too. Since I'm a veteran of these affairs. Anyway, and we have some mailing cards if anyone's interested in being on a mailing list to find out about a songbook or more things like religious literature. No, I promise none of that. And we are selling them for $10. And because you're such a balanced bunch, we're going to do the Chapel Hill, North Carolina special. So if anybody wants to, and we'll take checks. If you want to bounce one on us, go ahead and try. No cards, no plastic. I refuse since they took mine away during my divorce. Thank you. But it was 3 for $25. We have 4 things, 2 cassettes and 2 albums. That's all I can think of. This is the mailing list. I'll be there between the shows with my silver pen, which I'm... One of the vicious rumors that have been circulated about me is that I don't know how to write. That I really can't do it, but I'll show you. So if anyone wants an autograph or something like that, I can get that far. Even Otis Redding couldn't do that, which I understand. But he wrote better songs than I could ever dream of dreaming. So that's... I'm going to do one of the songs off Tight in the Night. The album's called Tight in the Night. Don't ask me what it means. I can't explain it. I won't explain it. It's called The Girls of Denmark.
Thank you for being so
crumbling, clothes are hanging from the lines. Latin lovers, they get angry when the girls all go home at night. Milano, you're the most dangerous woman in the world. Such women never scare the girls. Something terribly wrong, 'cause there's too much noise everywhere. everybody's running, no one's going anywhere. Last night I dreamed my lover was with someone new. Such dreams never haunt the girls of Denmark. America, be blessed, you're still alone. You're still the place that's right for the ones who have gone wrong. Oh, the rain is cold and Hamlet's castle's made of ice. And men pay any price for the girls of Denmark.
Thank you. Let's put some digital on the voice. Turn it up in the monitor, please. Raise the light. Where do you work? What's the?
always finds its way. And if love's what it's about, let it carry me away.
That's going to be on my new album. We're trying to get a... I just got these managers who... They manage Suzanne Vega and produce her. And so they're working hard to get EA a little deal here for about $1 million. No. 2 million. No. 3 million. And that's going to be one of the songs on the record. I did a film score I was mentioning before. Does anybody have any questions they'd like to ask me? I don't know if I can answer them, but just out of fairness, I mean, did you open your book to page 258? My J200, I traded for a, I traded that for a Hummingbird, Gibson Hummingbird, a long, long time ago. And my wife had a beautiful J200, which she did not trade, and she has still one with the first two cars. It's just one way of approaching Zen living. This I lived in Brussels for 3 months and I wrote this film score. It was a film starring Brad Dourif, an American actor who was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was nominated for an Academy Award for his role as Billy Bibbit, the young boy who stutters. He was in Ragtime and he's been in quite a few films. And so they asked me if I would do the score. They had heard this song and they said, well, you know, would you like to do a score for a film and for a record? And it's like, have you done it before? And I went, have I done it before? I dropped everything and went right over. And it was a great experience, and I got to work with very fine musicians in Brussels and from people from France and England and playing all over the place. And I also worked with the Brussels Symphony and members of the opera company, which was great. It was like, with all those musicians in front of you, you can understand how Napoleon felt. He said, I wish I were short. I said, this is the title song. It's about basically about a psychopathic individual. Brad always plays people like that. You know, he always gets killed in the end. And this film, he tries to get killed, but two Interpol agents intervene as he's about to cast himself in front of a rushing train. So maybe if he'd gotten killed, the film might have gone a lot bigger. I don't know. He basically plays a very sick individual who has a fixation for young girls, and he's harmed a young girl lethally in England, and he's trying to, he feels such remorse. This film's also about redemption in a strange way, and he feels such guilt and redemption and desire for redemption. He wants to go and find his punishment by going to Turkey to turn himself into a Turkish prisoner. That's punishment. That's desire for punishment. So, but things happen in between. So, but I'll sing you the theme song from his point of view. The film is called Istanbul, and the album's called Moving with the Wind. That's the title of this song. Yes, in regards to these tapes, I just remembered, remember Christmas is almost around the corner. And also, anybody into Hanukkah? No sweat. Buy 8 of them. I just hate, I don't want to carry them all home.
Was in a land of trouble, was in a land of scorn, was the land of bitter waters, land where I was born. Had no past or future, this place is strange and foreign. I travel like a gypsy, like an orphan in a storm. Haunted by a highway, I know we'll go nowhere. Each road is full of sorrow, each ocean full of tears, and the eyes I see around me will never know my fears. You ask me, I won't tell you, am I doing here? I will keep on going, this road will never end. I'll do my crying in the rain, I'll keep on moving with the wind, with the wind. Think your lives are happy, think your lives are full, your lives are just as empty as any other fool. There's a place where I am going, there's a thing I've got to find. The place where I will start from is the place you left behind. I will keep on going, road will never end, and I'll do my crying in the rain, I'll keep on moving with the wind, with the wind.
While they're in a restaurant, they're planning a kidnapping caper. This sonata, I wrote a sonata for it, and this has words to it. And they're in there pretending to eat pasta, but they're casing the exits and looking how they're going to pull off this kidnapping job, this little girl, which the employer who wants it done doesn't know about Brad's history with little girls, which is meant to provide suspense and excitement for the viewer. It does. It's a love song called Where Goes My Love. Where goes my love, right through my hand? Where goes my love, like wind through the sand? Where goes my love, right through my fingers? Where has it gone, where does it belong? Where goes my love? Keep my love now when it's leaving. Can't sleep my love, I can't stop believing. Release my love, life has no meaning. Until you return, the tears really burn. Where goes my love? Each day, now a night without morning, like a winter, no summer, alone without warning, like a rain that morning. Goes first to the river and down to the sea, there goes my love.
away from me. Where goes my love? Right through my hand. Where goes my love? Like wind through the sand. Where goes my love? Right through my fingers. Where has it gone? Where does it belong? Where goes my love? Where has it gone? Where does it belong? Where goes my love?
The reason I write so many love songs is because I don't get enough in my life. And I don't have compensation. That's the way it is, you know. That's the way the cookie crumbles. It's okay, though. This distinguished gentleman, what do you do, sir?
Intriguing him. Why? Computers.
Okay. There's some friends here who are high tech stuff. That's what I want to get as a to write all these songs. If you can't get enough love, you can get enough computer components and software equipment, right?
No.
I'm in a quagmire. Then I've got to plug into other areas of myself, I think. Well, thank you for totally disheartening me and depressing me. But I'm interested in getting a word processor to write, so I don't have to keep retyping stuff all the time. Because when you're writing longer things like stories or plays or things like that, you have to start from the beginning or cut the paper out and glue it or something. Or I'll sit and redo the whole thing. So I'm in sort of like the minor leagues in terms of computers. Don't know much about them. Don't know much about geometry.
Breast is told my hear life's golden secrets. Back you showed my fingers endless roll. Lips have whispered a wisdom that is timeless, about life and death and things I never know. So come to my bedside, my darling. Come over here and close the door. Lay your body soft and close beside me. Drop your petticoat upon the floor. Bluer than the mountain water. Your hair is flowing dark and flowing long. Your skin has more gold than the morning sunlight. It is softer than the breeze of a summer's dawn. I miss you more with every passing sunset. Oh, I plan on every new day born. No, no words cannot describe one thing I'm sure of, that it's in my loving arms where you belong. Come to my bedside, my darling. Come over here and close the door. Won't you lay your body soft and close beside me? Drop your petticoat upon.
Thank you. Here's a story about a song I did on a Triangle Slim show this morning. We had a real nice time in the studio up there playing song. We were talking about Boston and various places where we've been. And because he was in Boston, it reminded me of a tune I wrote last summer called Ghosts Upon the Road. It's about this this guy who lives in an abandoned building, torn down building, tries to get it, goes down, they try to draft him, and he has to get away from the draft. It's just this one guy, all things that happened to him before his first record comes out. Things like jumping off roofs almost. Not thinking he was fine at all. Ghost upon the road. Mouse ended up in Cambridge, Mass. It was the winter of 64. Before that, in a torn down building up on Beacon Hill. Made my money mowing lawns that fall and juking in a band. The air was full of energy, only a few could understand. Well, in my building, I was lucky, because the city had forgotten. Board up all the windows and shut the electric off. Abandoned dog had earlier destroyed the first and second floor. Found some country records there, but I had no stereo. Sometimes I'd hear noises in the night. Well, on the third floor, there I was. Corner of a room, living by candlelight, afraid to draw attention. I was living like a rat. The crowd that I hung out with, well, they were outcasts too. Susie alone and pregnant with her best friend. Johnny boy just got thrown out of local loony bin. Brian was renting out apartments that didn't exist. One night alone, I wrote a song about something that I knew. About the blackface miner. It was a song for a man named Blue. Ghosts upon the road. There were ghosts upon the road. Just ghosts upon the road. Moved across the river and got a roommate right off of Cambridge Ave. Alfredo was from no man's land. He danced his car over the curb. His eyes were full of Latin smoke. Walls for a knife hole. He had a job as a maitre d', and I didn't have enough to keep his cigarettes. His pockets were always lined with dough, and his bed was always full. My soul fell like an empty lot. People were hiding their grass and stuff underneath their floorboard. Everybody was sometimes I wander around the Harvard yards and sometimes bump smoke. My hair was longer than the rest. I wonder were they studying all of this for the money or the love? I figured why should I try to learn the things I already was? Then there was Diana. Married with her kids now, son. I won't get into that. Ghosts upon the road. Oh, they were ghosts upon the road. Songs are starting to get somewhere, but I still felt the cliffs. You see, I arrived late on the scene with a taste of innocence still fresh in my mouth. Riding the rails of subways was far better than the time of travel. Taking matters into my own hands down on the Lower East Side. Fateful day down in Avenue D, he almost jumped on the 16th. Next time he got a piano, but he fell in love too soon.
Civil War politics was on everybody's mind. They rejected me on mental grounds, so it was not my lot to serve. See, I'd been lucky to have been advised from some higher sources that I know, and managed to keep the circles under my eyes. That August stay down on Whitehall Street, I ran into some people that I knew. I must have looked so strange to them, they only waved to me. But I knew that fear could make you crazy, even more than make you scared. You didn't need a bloodhound to know the smell of blood was in the air. Suddenly, I was asked to leave the place. The rest were told to stay. Both my head and me were dressed as old coffee. I guess it was then I knew that death was death and life was life. Maybe there was an in-between. Not just French and Russian novels and the love of a poet's life, or even the need to give everything it needs. Three people tried to kill me, four saved me. My life would roll on forever like some great plain in the west. My lovers would count like billboards on ribbon roof infinity. Crying Dean Moriarty, sweet Maryland, here we come. With the fast cars and our rocket boots meet the sons of the dumb bones. To warm my new to the bathroom, he took his brother off. Melissa, one up inside, saw through father and mouth. Ghost upon the road. Uh-huh, they were ghosts upon the road. Just ghosts upon the road. About Rachel, who I once followed up some steps. I think it was Clemenceau who once said, the beauty and high point of making love first time was to watch a woman from behind climb up the stairway to her room. But he was 1914 French. This was 14th Street. The Spanish neighborhood, but said she took a lot of acid trips, but she ended up okay. Besides, many I knew ended up much worse. It was after a rambling Jack had been in on Kerouac's last street. That time when all that left us were the words. But it's these times I wonder, when I'm alone and I don't see. We were ghosts upon the road. Just ghosts upon the road. On the road. On the road. Thank you. Thank you very much, really. I'm going to do one more song for you, and we'll take a little break. And anybody who wants to meet me, I'll be out here in about 5 minutes. I'm going to go back and take five deep breaths. Thank you.
turn around. Don't whisper out my name for like a breeze. It might stir a dying flame or miss someone. If it did you to know, won't you close the door like it when you go? Who was the one that stole my mind? I said, who was the one that robbed my time? Who was the one that made me feel unkind? So fare thee well now, sweet love of mine. Take your tears, someone else's eyes, they're made of glass. And they cut like wounded lives and memories. They drip in like the snow. But you close the door lightly when you go. Who was the one that stole my mind? I said, who was the one that robbed my time? Who was the one made me feel unkind? So fare thee well now, sweet love of mine. Don't look back from where you once had been. Look straight ahead. When you're walking through the rain and find a light, and the path is dark and cold, you close the door lightly when you go. And who was the one that stole my mind? I said, who was the one that robbed my time? Baby, who was the one that made me feel unkind? So fare thee well now, sweet love of mine. Sweet love of mine. Oh, turn around. Don't whisper out my name for like a breeze. It might stir a dying flame or miss someone. If it eases you to know, won't you close the door lightly when you go? Well, who was the one that stole my mind? And I said, who was the one that robbed my time? And who was the one made me feel unkind? Fare thee well now, sweet love of mine. And I said, fare thee well now, sweet love of mine. Fare thee well now, sweet love.
Thank you.
I'll see you in a few minutes over there.
Hope you enjoy them, and also, I hope there's music on them. you see, we're a fledgling company. We're brand new, really only under 2 years old, and we found one way to cut corners. Putting blank tapes into the boxes, and but it's not a total, and putting covers on, it's not a total loss, though, because you can copy your favorite Bruce Springsteen album. It's high-quality tape. And also, there's no refunds, or there's no, you know, there's no justice, basically. You're stuck with them, and... But these look pretty good because they're like shrunk wrapped and all that, so. Like, thank Amy for a. taking care of the mercantile aspect. I'd like to do a couple off of I'll Be True to You. album called Be True to You.
Take me quiet like a river, like the silver strings that sing for you. Love will make it better, and I'm sorry that you saw me blue. Tell you of the sunrise on a Texas plain so long ago. I looked into your sad eyes and I couldn't say I love you so. For I love you like the mountains, love you like the sea. I love you like this highway that is always calling me. I love you like the forest of the trees. Oh, I love you, darling, like a river song that runs deep in me. Ooh. Lonesome in a valley, long ago you said you had a home. Your lover, he went his way now. Love is finally gone. Love must be the answer in the good books, that's what it says. Soon the moon will rise in Cancer, so stay and gently make my bed. For I love you like a mountain, love you like the sea. I love you like this highway that is always calling me. I love you like the forest and the quiet old trees. I love you down like a river now that runs deep in me. My song. Together we light make it. Together we make it to dawn. You will see my devil, and I will see your darkness too. When the light is set on, I will sing the song to you. For I love you like the mountains, I love you like the sea. I love you like this highway that is always calling. I love you like the ocean and the quiet of the breeze. Oh, I love you, darling, like a river song that runs.
This is called I Can't Get You Out of My Life.
Oh, baby, I missed you so much with loco, baby. Oh, no, no, but it is some foolish pride. You tried so hard to tell me, but a fool can see the light. And all he ever showed me was fury, right? Cause it's you make me feel. You make me feel just fine, just fine. And I can't get you out of my life. Can't get you out of my life. All the girls that look like you, but they don't know my soul. They help me take away the blues I know. Ooh. Independent, gonna show them who I am. But now loneliness is the only friend that I can call my own. I'm just a man alone, and I can't get you out of my life. I can't get you out of my life. Can't get you out of my life. Just to do. Oh, baby, I missed you so, I didn't love so, baby. Oh, no, but you kissed my foolish pride. You tried so hard to tell me, but a fool can't see the light. All the others showed me was you were out of sight. If you make me feel this right, and I can't get you out of my life. Can't get you out of my life. Can't get you out of my life.
Thanks. Here's one I was living in Italy for. I lived there for a few months last year. And living in a surrounded by a vineyard and the olive groves, a lot of olive groves, and could see the sea. But it was about an hour from Florence, and behind me were these beautiful mountains, the Apennines, that for a week I thought were snow covered, and it was so warm. I said, "This is like." This is paradise here. And then after a week, they told me that it wasn't snow, it was all marble, just white, translucent marble. And hundreds of years ago in Carrara, Michelangelo built the first road up into the mountains, and that's when the marbling began. And anyone who's seriously interested in sculpture or bronze casting, believe it or not, come to Pietrasanta, which is the small town at the foot of these mountains, between the mountains and the sea, near Viareggio, where Shelley drowned, the Sea of Viareggio. Noguchi has a studio there, and Henry Moore had a studio there. He died last year, the British sculptor. And had this beautiful little stone house, and all these workers would come to tend the vines every day. You know, it's a refined art. They're all like trained. The grapevines are trained on wires and poles. And they work on them every day, all year round, twisting things around and trimming and whatnot. They would be coming. They came up next door. It's a stone room attached to the house. In fact, the house I was living in was owned by a sculptor. And they would go in this room like 6:30 in the morning to get their rakes and their scythes. And They were in there for a long time, and I was kind of wondering what they were doing. So one morning I knocked on the door and walked in, and there was this gigantic jug of Chianti. It was like as tall as one of these baffles here on the wall. And then they'd get kind of warmed up and go out and hit the vines. So I started getting into it myself. I started going down with them, you know, smiling a lot, drinking my Chianti, and then I'd go up and try to write a song or something. This is one of the songs. It's called The Hills of Tuscany. Want to hear, you like jokes? Want to hear a little European joke? Do you know the difference between heaven and hell? Heaven is where the British greet you at the door and the French do your cooking. The Germans arrange your traveling schedule and the Italians arrange your fun. Hell is where the French greet you at the door, the British do your cooking, the Italians arrange your traveling schedule, and the Germans arrange your fun. Try to remember that.
Lying empty and your heart is filled with weeds. City of your father's cold from your wasted deeds. Charlotte rubs the flowers she lost between her legs. Her children all are grown now and she's too proud to beg. Your love is seeking power, your brother's seeking gold. Your son seeks his uniqueness to show that he can break the mold. Oh, you've worked the factories and you have tilled the fields. You have lived the fantasies to find out if they're real. He's dreaming of the Spanish plains, the hills of Tuscany. Sleeping in the olive groves of sunny Italy. The windmills now stand frozen, only wounded by the wind. Wise men write about this place with only fools rushing. There are mountains made of marble across the dark Red Sea. The masters carved out perfect gods that couldn't set them free. Out there in the distance exist the lives that can't be proved. Ooh, with eyes made for seeing everything, but with mouths that cannot move. Close by the smiles of treachery, the lovers and their seeds. They look so sick and beautiful, but they say what they need. Dreaming of the Spanish plains, the hills of Tuscany. Sleeping in the olive groves of sunny Italy. See the mother and the child, they're waiting in a stream. He's pointing to the flowers and she's pointing to her wings. When she was a virgin, ooh, once she even tried to jump off of a mountain when she knew she couldn't fly. Troops are on vacation, now they're headed for the sun. Ooh, with their passports and their credit cards, orders and their guns. In the Colosseum, where the bullets breathe fire. The matador keeps watching and stakes keep getting higher, higher. Streaming of the Spanish flames in the fields of Tuscan. Sleeping in the Isle of Grove. Sleeping in the olive groves, sunny Italy.
Some of you know I've been known for writing romantic love songs, and I was wondering one day last summer, where do you go from there? Like political songs? Well, yeah, that's okay. There's always need for political songs. There's a lot to write about. There's no question about that. Or songs, sociological songs, or songs like psychological songs. I get this feeling like I want to recline. So I thought, well, what's next? What can you write about? And then I realized, murder ballads. So I wrote this song called Trouble in Paris Tonight. About a guy who's the son of a cop and a whore. He hangs around the Rue Saint-Denis in Paris. There's a woman, Simone, who is from north of Nantes. And there's a gitan, a gypsy, it's a Spanish word, as well as a name for a cigarette. Gitan, who falls on his knees and howls like a dog. And there's a cop who's back to the door. Trouble in Paris tonight. There's a blue shadow moving through the Moulin Rouge, and a man with a knife. Off-duty cop sits with his back to the door. Somebody just took a piss in the sink. The cop's drinking pale notebooks, he's drinking at sea. With a girl who loved him on the Rue Saint-Denis. Somebody's slinking, smoking under light. Now it's trouble in Paris too. Simone pulls the collar up tight to her throat as the river boats knock on the old pond. The rat makes a run, this little hole in the wall. Stops by a streetlight and lights a straight cigarette. She's down on his knees, starts to howl like a dog. She closes her purse and tries to peer through the fog. Nothing seems wrong, but something ain't right. And there's trouble in Paris tonight. The man cleaning his teeth, well, he ain't satisfied. Hungry for something that he just can't define. The one by the sink is now
sweeping the floor. The copy, he ran short of dreams a long time before. Under the street lamp, there's trouble, it seems. There's a struggle, and then there's a scream. Didn't know what hit her when he asked for a light. Simone was a town girl, far north of Nantes. Did it for money then she just couldn't stop. She had a fight with her mother, just a runaway thief, and hotel love with a cowboy, cruise. Boy wants a bandit, like a cop and a whore. Knife in his hand, he was a child of the war. Either Simone or cut out of lights, and his trouble in Paris too. Shadow moving through the Moulin Rouge. Man with a knife point, picking his teeth. Off to the cop city, with his back to the door. Somebody just took a piss in the sink. Somebody standing out cold in the rain. Could be a wall. Shadow smoking under the light. Now it's trouble in Paris too. Then is a shadow smoking under the light. Now it's trouble in Paris too.
I'll do a few more for you.
This song was inspired by the Indians who got brought
over by the present current inhabitants of America. Okay, good night, man. Say hello to the goats. Liberace, I met him once. I went to a concert of his in Montreal. He invited me up. We had the same agent at the time, and it was a wonderful experience. He had all these rings on his fingers, and he showed all the ladies with the blue hair in the front row and said, "Do you like him? Do you like him?" And they all said, "We love him, we love him." He went down and he walked out, showed everybody the rings he had. He had the biggest rock from South Africa, I think, at the time. Even bigger than Liz Taylor's. And he says, "Well, you like him? We love him." He says, "Well, I'm glad because you paid for him." And they asked him how he could play Tchaikovsky's piano concerto in less than 3 minutes. He said, "By cutting out the dull parts." He was a great, marvelous character. It's like I was at Warhol's memorial the other day in New York, and they had a service at St. Patrick's, and he said one of the things Warhol said, he wished, he thought, well, when you go, but it wouldn't be such a bad idea to be reincarnated as a large ring on Elizabeth Taylor's finger. Well, that's one. It's good to have dreams. I had done a film for him once with Edie Sedgwick, and he gave me a painting, which was, I thought, very nice of him. Big Marlon Brando painting. Okay.
Thank you.
Speaking of seas and tears and all those water images, I'd like to do the title song of an album called Blue River, the song that I sung as a duet with Joni Mitchell some time back.
His axe in his hand, believing that the crops are on him. Firewood stacks, tin by tin, the wife, the folks, the kids. Listen to me.
One called The Spanish Steps. Big steps that go up and split in two directions, divide in two directions.
But you will not wait long near the place where we first met. It was on the streets of Rome. You were young and your eyes were bright, your cheeks were flushed and red. You were eye to eye on the Spanish steps. I can see you standing there. And I was sailing the Portland coast. Your face came back to me. It became so real. It was never a memory. From what size could I send the word to the one in the long blue skirt? Didn't wanna lose you. I didn't know what one was worth. Later on we met again, and we drank by the Oslo docks. Fire that shot from your hands, spinning freely from your heart. More than a memory, and more than a love of choice. The thing that I remember best was the beauty in your eyes. So now it's you and I, my love, and the two you bore for me. I love you for your strength. Carries the quiet. The Let us throw our glasses high, keep our voices low. Take me down the summer's day beneath the birch trees now. Meet me on the Spanish steps, for you will not wait long. Near the place where we first met, it was off the streets of Rome. You were young and your eyes were bright, your cheeks were flushed and fair. You're right, do I understand your steps? I still see you smile there. I can see you smile.
Thank you. Goodness gracious. How late? The bar is closed this town. They're closed. All right. Because this is a bar, I thought. This show started at 8:30 tonight. Tuning to a Bruce Springsteen show. Without Bruce Springsteen. Sitting here forgotten, like a book upon a shelf, no one there to turn the page, you left to read yourself. Alone to sit and wonder just how the story ends. Cause no one ever told your child that you gotta be your own best friend. Sunny days and cloudy days who always seem the same. If love were made of clouds, I almost wish that it would rain. Even when the skies are clear, the weather's always blue. Every day would be nice if I had someone I could come home to love. Is it really love at home? There's something that I heard love calls. Something that I heard love calls. Life can sometimes slip away, and love can pass you by. If it had only been another place, another time, then maybe there'll be someone who wants to see you smile, who will want to stay with you and be your friend for a little while, and then wake up in the morning, we're feeling so alive. Something you can hold on to tonight, a shadow by your side. I guess that there'll be time to talk of things that we've been through. It's
special time when all is real, to feel reborn when love is new love. Is it really love at all? Something that love calls. Something that I heard love call. Ooh. Sundown comes around again. You find yourself alone. Wander through a sea of eyes, but you're always on your own. And was it really all you thought that it was supposed to be? Or are you just another face in someone's fading memory? Love, ooh, is it really love at all? There's something that I heard love call. Something that I heard love call. Something that I heard love call. Ooh. Oh, something that I heard love call. Oh, something that I heard love call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll do a couple more for you here, just to. Besides, thanks a lot. Maybe some of you have to work tomorrow. I didn't even realize it. Did somebody mess with my watch and I wasn't looking? Oh, it's 11:32. I thought it was 1:32. I said, now we're into the Grateful Dead concerts. The reason, I mean, the Grateful Dead aren't a great musical group. They're a great attitude, spiritual group. And the reason they play so long is they're practicing. I mean, they're working on their new instruments. I mean, I know them all. Well, I went down to Paris and I was singing in the streets for a while, a couple years ago. Some friends of mine. This is about that experience. It's called, you know, buskers, the ones, that's the British term for the street singers. It's called the street singing, man. The reason I'm playing songs was I'm practicing. But I'm just going to do a couple more here. Man. If anybody, there's about 2-3 records left. I mean, you clean me right out. Thanks a lot. But if anybody, any stragglers, I'll hang out for a couple minutes if anybody wants one. And if you didn't fill out a card, a mailing list card, and you still want to be on it, try there too. I might even fill out one myself to see where I'm going to be. You've been a terrific audience. It's great to come down here and feel like right at home. With all the rest of you Yankees.
Singer and I sing for my keep, for the people that pass by my way on the street. Well, I sung my way from London to France,
New York to Frankfurt and all the way back. New York to Frankfurt and all the way back. You can call me the busker with the songs in my sack, with my guitar in hand and the drum on my back. I'm singing your subways, your trolleys and trams. I am a street singer and I'm proud that I am. I am a street singer, I'm your singing man. Way up in Oslo, I met a sweet thing. We flew day and night, a couple birds on the wing. The times we were poor, we always had some. We could take a few songs, we could feed to like a one. Sweet Copenhagen, I fell under your spell. I fell drunk in your harbor, what a tale I could tell. Then on to Berlin, we played midnight till dawn. Till the walls started shaking, I swear I seen it fall down. Till the walls started shaking and I seen it fall down. You can call me the busker with the songs in my sack, with my guitar in hand and the drum on my back. I'm singing your subways, your trolleys and trams. I am a street singer and I'm proud that I am. I am a street singer, I'm your singing man. There's a street bar in Paris that they call Le Marzé. Change all your silver on the Rue Saint-André. They give you a sandwich, they pour you a beer. They give you a seat and they lend you an ear. And you can go around the tables, you can form a little band. Get a banjo from England, get a bass from Japan. Get a fiddle from Norway and one from the States. Head for the corner, let the band start to play. Head for the corner, let the band start to play. Call me the busker with the songs in my sack, with my guitar in hand and the drum on my back. I'm singing your subways, your trolleys and trams. I am a street singer and I'm proud that I am. I am a street singer, I'm your singing man. On a night train to Nice, we stopped in Milan. When we woke up, all the money was gone. With a voice and guitar, well, I put on a show. By the time it got dark, well, my pockets were full. Back up to Frankfurt on a few hours sleep. Played in a station, we got something to eat. Now the cops said to move on. Cops, they don't bother me. They do what they're told, and I do what I believe. They do what they're told, and I do what I believe. Some say they're working a job 9 to 5. It's gonna take them up to heaven, I guess. Took them through life. Well, I say the work in the streets being free is gonna show you more life than you'll ever see in your dreams. Show you more life than you'll ever see in your dreams. Call me the busker with the songs in my sack, with my guitar in hand, the drum on my back. I sing in your subways, your trolleys and pubs. I am a street singer and I do it for love. I am a street singer, I'm your singing man. So gather round the table, we can form a little band. We'll take a hat to the streets, we'll do the best that we can. The people that pass by, they all got a lot. The one thing they don't have is the freedom you've got. The one thing they don't have is the freedom you've got. I am a street singer and I sing for my keep. For the people that pass by my way on the street. Well, I've sung my way from London to France, from New York to Frankfurt and all the way back. From New York to Frankfurt and all the way back. You can call me the busker with the songs in my sack, with my guitar in hand, the drum on my back. I'm singing your subways, your trolleys and trams. I am a street singer and I'm proud that I am. I am a street singer, I'm a singing man. Thank you.
My conscience.
Right.
I didn't hear that. That was right out of my head, right?
Is that one of the first things, the symptoms, is audio hallucination? Is that?
Don't worry, man. Don't worry. No problem. Well, thank you. You've been a tremendous audience. I'm going to tell you, it's just a pleasure to be here playing for you. We'd like to thank Charlie Mann and for having me down here, and Amy here, Amy Bird, and Mickey, Charlie's wife, and all the fine people here at the Cat's Cradle. Dave was doing the sound up there. And don't forget to tip your waitresses. No, there aren't any. Just throw it up to me. Okay. And, well, everybody have a beer after and have a nice time, relax. I only know one little southern thing. One of my best friends is Towns Van Zandt, who wrote Pancho and Lefty and If I Needed You, Emmylou Harrison. I stay with him when he was living in Austin. I used to go down just for no reason except to hang out with him, drive his Cadillac around, go drive through the hill country. You know, in Texas, they think the hill country, they brag about it like it was the Himalayas. I mean, the tallest hill's like 3 feet. But, you know, we were cruising around, stopping, eating tacos and drinking beer and stuff. And I said to Towns, I said, I noticed there's a lot of 7-Elevens around. I said, T, tell me something. Are there more handguns in Texas or are there more 7-Elevens? He says, oh, no, there's more handguns for sure. He says, not everyone can afford their own 7-Eleven. So, if you ever get a chance to see Towns Van Zandt, don't miss it. He's one of my heroes. You're loving on the open road, you've been sleeping in the rain. Dirty words and muddy cells, you know your clothes are smeared and stained. Dirty words and the muddy cells will soon be judged and saved. Only stop and rest yourselves till you go off again. Why don't you take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while? Your feet are hot and they're weary all from a dusty mile. Maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. You know I'm looking for the evening and the morning all in your eyes. Tell me of the ones you saw as far as you could see. Oh, across the plains from field to town, all marching to be free, to be free. Of the rusted prison gates that just tumbled by degree. Like laughing children, one by one, they look like you and me. So why don't you take
take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and they're weary from a dusty mile. Maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. You know I'm looking for the evening and the morning, all morning in your eyes. I know you are no stranger down the crooked rainbow trails, from dancing cliff edge shattered cells, slandered shackled jails. The voices drift up from below, the walls are being scaled, yes. All of this and more, my friends, your song shall not be fair. Why don't you take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while? Feet are hot and they're weary on from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. I'm just looking for the evening and the morning, all the morning in your eyes. Take off your thirsty boots, stay for a while. Feet are weary from a dusty mile. Maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. I'm looking for the evening and the morning, all the morning in your eyes. Ooh, in your eyes, in your eyes, in your eyes. Ooh, in your eyes, in your eyes, in your eyes. Thank you very much, everybody.
Song I'm going to record. It's called Listen to the Rain. It's about taking time to just enjoy the little things and not the rat race. And the next thing you know is you're ready to keel over.
Take your time and rest your heart. Time will fade away your pain. Close your eyes and take some time. Stop and listen to the rain. When sorrow's in the air and trouble's on the wing, trials and despair, ain't no use in trying to run like a spirit in the night. You can try with all your might, but pride's been stripped away. Take your time and rest your heart. Time will fade away your pain. Oh, and close your eyes and take some time. Stop and listen to the rain. And let your sorrows go. Let romance keep your heart. And cast your fears away. And see what's right before your eyes. May be gone before you know. Time is all we have, so let the moments go. Take your time, rest your heart. Time will fade away your pain. Close your eyes. Take some time, stop to listen to the rain. Take some time, rest your heart. Time will fade away pain. Close your eyes. Take some time, stop to listen to the rain, listen to the rain, take your time, and listen to the rain, take your time, take some time, and listen to the rain, take your time. And listen to the rain.
Thank you so much, really. See you again.